these eyes last feasted upon the prime rib of thy beauty. Drover appeared again. That's not true, Missy. He slept all night last night, and I heard him talking in his sleep about Beulah the collie. I whirled around and showed him a mouthful of fangs. Will you shut your trap? What's wrong with you?
Well, when I saw her, I just fell in love. I can't help myself.
Drover, you're not in love. You're insane. Go away. I pushed him into the background and turned to the lovely lady. I don't know who this guy is, Missy. I've never seen him before. He's an imposter. She seemed puzzled.
Not Hunk's friend?
Okay, we used to be friends, but that's all gone by the hayside. He's fired. History. He'll never work on this ranch again. The important thing right now is... I wiggled my left eyebrow. I'm here. And you're here. And we're both here. And, well, here we are. She chirped a little laugh.
Hunk talk funny all the time. Make Missy laugh.
I'm sorry to hear that. I mean, I'm trying to be very sincere, even romantic.
What means romantic?
I'm glad you asked, Missy. It means... Somehow, Drover managed to worm his way between my legs, and suddenly he popped up between us. It means I'm in love! Okay, that did it. I was 1 second away from giving the little tuna the thrashing he so richly deserved when suddenly the blare of the pickup horn sounded in the distance. Then Slim called out,
"Come on, dogs, the train's fixing to leave. Load up or walk."
Load up or walk? Huh, that was the easiest decision of the year. For his information, I had much better things to do than ride around with him in a booby-trapped pickup. I turned my adoring gaze back on... Huh? She was gone. The horn must have scared her away. And you know who else was gone? I whirled around and went charging off to the north. Drover, come back here. If I ever get my paws on you... I topped a little hill and saw them in the distance, walking towards the canyon country off to the north. Drover was beside her, the little... He would pay for this. I turned on an amazing burst of speed and caught up with him. As I approached, I could hear Drover spouting poetry, if you can believe that.
Oh gosh, Missy Coyote, your face is delicious. I wish I could make it a sandwich with mayonnaise and pickles and mustard and bread. I think that the taste would be grandwich.
I knifed in between them and gave Drover full fangs. That poem was pathetic, Drover. It was the worst garbage I ever heard.
Well, it rhymed. I thought it was pretty good.
Comparing the face of a lovely princess to a sandwich? That's sick, Drover. I'm shocked and dismayed. Furthermore, your rhyme was awful. Sandwich and grandwich.
Well, I couldn't think of anything else that would rhyme with sandwich.
Never mind. I'll deal with you later. I turned back to Missy. I'm sorry, ma'am. We've had this trouble before. Just ignore it. He's a lunatic.
What means lunatic?
It means he's unbalanced, unhinged, immature, much too childish to be. Where are we going?
Missy must go back to Coyote Village.
Ah, great. So I'll walk you home. That sounds romantic, doesn't it?
Not so romantic if Scrunch come along and find Hunk.
Who? Oh, him. Your big ugly brother? Ha ha! Don't give it a thought, my prairie wildflower. The way I'm feeling right now, old Scrunch wouldn't stand a chance.
Scrunch, pretty bad fellow.
He smells bad, Missy, but I can always hold my nose. Ha ha ha! She didn't appreciate the humor. Okay, we'll keep an eye out for Scrunch. Drover, I'm assigning you to guard duty.
Me? Yeah, but...
That's a direct order. Make yourself scarce and keep an eye out for a big ugly coyote. He hung his head.
Oh, darn. I wanted to...
Hush. We don't want to hear about your problems. I turned back to Missy. So, you like poetry, huh? Well, you'll be thrilled to know that my poems are 10 times better than Drover's wilted rhymes. Here, give a listen to this one. Oh, Missy, my princess... Your face is just awesome. It's not like a sandwich, I say. See, Drover writes worse than a dim-witted possum. His poems are sure to dismay. I, on the other hand, write from the heart. My verses are pure and sincere. I say that your face is more lovely than art, and Drover's a pain in the rear. I shot a glance to see if she had been swept away on a tidal wave of emotion. Apparently not. She gave me a puzzled look.
Missy not understand about sandwich and possum. Sound very strange.
I see. Well, I'm sorry you missed the deep emotional message of my poem. So let's move along to something else. Would you be thrilled to know that I write songs? And would you be completely blown away if I sang a love song just for you? Of course you would. Here, listen to this. And with that, I belted out a terrific love song. Walking along, just my honey and me, on a warm sunny winter's day. Walking her home, just the two of us, having fun along the way. I give her a wink, she gives me a smile, I wanna stretch it out another country mile. Walking with my honey back to Coyote Town, everything's gonna be okay. Walking along, Missy Coyote and me, I got a feeling that is hard to believe. I feel 10 feet tall and 8 feet deep, and man, it's getting harder to breathe. She's walking her dog, I'm walking my sweet. We can hear the little birdie singing tweet, tweet, tweet. Walking with my honey back to Coyote Town and wishing she'd never leave. Da 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 da